Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comato here, the 10th edition of the Odessa Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Sergei Bukowski. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Sergei, you're here.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We hear you kind of have a very big job to fill. It's the curator for the European documentary selection here in Odessa. And I kind of want to start because, of course, you have decades of experience in documentary filmmaking and filmmaking in general. What does it take for you to really be impressed by a documentary? Because right now the proliferation of documentaries is huge. And, you know, curating a section like this means also something. There's a task for it.
It's a great question. So, as you might understand, I've seen many movies throughout my career, and it's really hard to be impressed by any movie, documentary in particular. And regarding the curatorship of these documentaries and selecting the movies, it's quite a difficult of a job because, for example, this year, if I'm not mistaken, it's more than 200 movies that have been selected. So I had to watch all of them, and my wife gave me a big hand with that. So she was a big help for me, and we've been watching these movies since March, so it took quite a while. So we have a program director called with Antelmo, and our views and our preferences are quite similar, so we have similar views. So among these movies there are lots of quality, good, professional movies, but we're looking for something unusual, to find some unusual point of view, worldview. The movie, they should be humanistic, they should be good, they should contain humor, because we're in Odessa, of course. So the viewers are rather sophisticated, so it's quite hard to lure them in into the cinema. So there are some also exceptions. For example, there was yesterday a Cannes, one of the movies who was a winner of the Cannes Film Festival, about the city of Aleppo, directed by Fosama. So it was a movie that didn't really contain a lot of humor, but it was rather shocking, and it contained some humanistic points of view, and the viewers were, it was rather shocked, but still happy and satisfied with the viewing of this movie. First and foremost, we're looking for something more like a cinema movie, because there's a big influence right now of TV series, of television, on the movie industry, but we're looking for something more cinematic, which has some cinematic value in it.
It's very interesting what you actually touched, because you said the word unusual. And it's true, like, right now in documentaries, there's a fine line. They kind of like the idea of documenting reality per se has been dropped. It's more a subjective, something that, you know, it's the point of view of the director. But at the same time, I watched yesterday For Sama, and that's literally the quintessential moment of, like, this is what's happening, you don't know. Which goes back almost to the very original idea of documentary filmmaking. So from your perspective as a filmmaker, what is this fine line between making something cinematic and also being respectful to the viewer and yourself by documenting reality?
That's a good question, very complex, aesthetic question, and as you can understand, I view documentary movies more of an art than a product. So, and regarding this line between fiction and non-fiction, I think it's rather blurred right now. It's hard to distinguish between fiction and non-fiction. And I don't really like to call these movies documentaries, because right now, for me, documentaries is like a cinematic text, like poetry. It's more of like a film. For me, it's not a product, it's an art. And I think that these movies, documentary movies, they have become more like fiction movies, and it's, for example, the camera is close to the characters, and their emotions, their feelings, their inner states are being reflected through these movies, and it has been so for many years, and that's the things that we value in documentary movies, I think, in my opinion, making documentaries are one of the most difficult forms of art. And you need to be very scrupulous, you need to be very, very attentive when making them.
So what do you think, you know, you kind of lived through the revolution and the evolution of the moving image and the use of the moving image. So, like, with the digital advent, and right now, of course, all these different, you know, the comeback of TV as well, everyone thought it was dead. What do you think is the role of a filmmaker right now? How to reach the audience with their message? Because it seems like it's very possible and easy to make something, but to create a dialogue with the audience is not that easy at all.
Хороший вопрос. Я захватил еще пленочную эру, потому что я начал снимать еще...
So I think when I was starting to work as a director, as a cinematographist, we have like a physical film era, so it was the Gorbachev perestroika period. We were using this 35mm film, and it was a unique technology, and it was the time of the Soviet times, totalitarianism times, and everybody was rather poor in different spheres, but here we were using like these rather expensive technologies used by Hollywood as well, and all the industry were using them, so it was a unique technology. Then we changed from the film to the analog and then digital technologies, and it changed the industry quite much. And I don't really believe in documentary as like a global art. I think that documentaries are more of a niche art. They like more like philharmonic art, so to say, and the viewership is rather small. It's not like mass audience. And I think the future, the perspectives of documentary movies in the future, I think they will encompass on like 1 or 2% of the population. And I think the viewers of the documentaries are similar both in Ukraine, in France, in Italy, in Russia, so we have something to work on. And I think these audiences are unique in the way that these people are the ones who are asking questions and they're expecting to get some answers through these movies. And finally, I think, unfortunately, the world is getting more stupid, more dumb, and that's why it's hard to find these viewers.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was very interesting. Here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.